Hey everyone, this is Dustin Nienkowski from Westerville on this month's LeaderCast, and I want to talk with you about something that I think is maybe uniquely presenting itself in our culture, in our lives maybe, and maybe even our church or life groups, and that's hospitality, right? And the context in which hospitality plays out most clearly is, you know, just hosting life groups, you know, it's this value that we have of life groups being in our home, even a rotation of homes even, and that's just not a church preference, but something about being hospitable is rooted in the very nature of God. And so I just want to talk with you about why hospitality matters, remind us of that, and the hurdles we have in overcoming it and living it out, and the practical next steps so we can just land this a little bit better and grow this in the heart of our church. So why is this a big deal? So just to define what we're talking about first, the word hospitality literally means love of strangers. And so it's important to note it's not rooted in a checklist, a clean home or food on the table or whatever list of things you might have running through your head if you had to just hurry up and host a life group tonight, right? It's not rooted in that stuff. It's rooted in love of strangers. It might express itself in those ways we talked about, but it's not rooted in those ways. It's rooted in love. And I think this nuance is important to differentiate it, because it's not entertaining, right? It's not to provide amusement. It's not first rooted in what we do. It's why we do it. And it's out of love. And if you're like me, I can struggle with remembering the why behind the what I do at times, right? You know, if it comes to leading a life group and hosting that and being hospitable, I might feel exasperated, tired, frustrated with the preparation. And someone tells me, hey, you know, the heart of hospitality at the core of it is who God is and welcoming people in. And I'm like, oh, yeah. But if I'm honest, that was not the place I was working out of, like working from, right? And so, but it is the place that God works from when he has come to us, right? Because he has relentlessly welcomed us into his family through Christ. Even those who are far off, strangers, we welcome others. And our King is eternally hospitable. He thought of us before we thought of him. He took care of our well-being. And as we look into the heart of Christ, we see that God's love towards us is abundant and generous. And we take part in displaying that heart to others as we embrace the love of strangers in our home. Jesus says as much in 1 John that the world will know we're his disciples if we have love for one another. And so essentially hospitality is opening up not only our homes, right, the what, but more importantly, our very selves to others so that they feel welcomed, loved, cared for, nurtured, and valued. And to borrow Tim Keller's definition, true hospitality is the heart and practice which turns strangers into guests, guests into friends, and friends into potentially family members. The Bible overflows with themes of hospitality almost to the point where once you see it, it's kind of difficult to unsee. I mean, there's verses like Romans 12:13 that directly address it. Seek to show hospitality, which seek to show hospitality has no qualifications given for gender, gifting, availability. Like it's all believers, right? So it's all of us. 1 Peter 4:9, show hospitality without grumbling. Hebrews 13, let brotherly love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality. So it matters. Hospitality matters because of the reflection of the gospel that we hold tightly to. And so there is space for this to grow in our culture, in our lives, in our church. You know, in Western culture, we are at an increasing disadvantage of catching hospitality. Homes are seen more and more as private places where maybe just a few intimate people get access to. But even so, in a post-COVID world, I don't know if you guys have seen this, maybe it's just me, but something seemed to clam up our homes just a bit more over the past year or two, right? Maybe it's work from home or schooling at home or just more chaos in the home that we're less likely to invite others into it. I'm not sure, you know, but we've stepped inward instead of outward with our homes, not stepped into hospitality. It takes time. It takes money even, an effort to manage schedules in order to be able to grasp tightly to this truth about hospitality and to open up our homes. You come home from work and you got to be on, right? You got to be quote unquote on and prepare things and ready to welcome people. It takes sacrifice, selflessly giving time and effort and even some degree of finances. But it's good also for the ones doing it, even if it's you or others in our group, because it pulls us from our tendency to be self-absorbed and helps us seek and serve the needs of others. So just some practical ways to land this, to wrap up. If hospitality is a burden for you, or somebody in your group, would you pray for them, pray for you that God would change your heart and remind you of the truth of the gospel and actually start to give an excitement for being able to display the gospel in a way that would warmly welcome others into your home with love. And I know maybe it's a prayer towards not giving into the excuses that we all know. My house is a mess. The kids are crazy. We don't have the ideal place to host. Let the same family who does it continue to carry the weight of it, right? That we would push past those and seek to embrace God's heart as he welcomes us in, and we would welcome others. Honestly, just a good practice is to remember to make food a priority, that there's something about gathering around a table together, that you can trace this all the way back to the Bible and even further, where it just goes deeper. Right? Relationships just go further, faster, and deeper when there's food involved. And just to remember, too, that this looks different in every home and every season with every family. It's not a checklist to master, but a lifestyle to adopt. If we kind of walked away with this from more of a list to implement rather than a heart to serve others in our season, that would be a miss, I think. So just to conclude, yes, this is a leader cast about hospitality, but this is the gospel we're talking about, right? Our God has prepared a place for us with him in his kingdom, and he secured that place for us by sending his son to die. Talk about God's hospitality at the expense of something costly. And so the act of hospitality for us in so many ways embodies this gospel that we profess and believe, and it has the power within it to transform the everyday ordinary lives we live in our homes into something greater for the kingdom. So thank you so much for joining us on this month's LeaderCast, and I hope you have a great one. Thanks.